Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 7th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 95 years ago, today, in 1929. Through the Lateran Treaty, signed by Benito Mussolini for Italy and by Pietro Gasperi, Cardinal Secretary of State for the Papacy, Vatican City became a sovereign state. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect playful swells through Friday and Saturday with waist-to-chest-high waves and larger at standout spots. We'll have variable light wind early, trending south, and manageable afternoon conditions with light crumble. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean to fair throughout the day at 3-plus speed. Early morning and sunset is your best bet for good waves. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a minus half foot incoming tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be minus 2 foot just after 5 with a 3.5 foot high tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 63 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:55 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 73 and west wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with a low around 61. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 72 after morning fog clears. And Sunday as well will be partly sunny with a high near 70 after morning fog clears. Next week, Monday through Wednesday, will be cloudy in the morning, clearing up to mostly sunny, with highs in the low 70s after morning fog clears. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the historic Old Point Loma Lighthouse at Cabrillo National Monument will close through August for restoration. The National Park Service will remove failing paint, repair masonry and metal features, and install new window sashes. Built in 1855, this lighthouse offers a glimpse into the life of a lighthouse keeper. Superintendent Chris Rodriguez emphasized the restoration's goal to preserve this San Diego maritime symbol, funded by entrance fees. Cabrillo National Monument remains open, with access to the Whale Overlook and Oceanside Trail via an alternate path. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics dominated Game 1 of the NBA Finals, defeating the Dallas Mavericks 107-89. Jaylen Brown led with 22 points, while Kristaps Porzingis shined in his return with 20. Luka Doncic scored 30 points for Dallas, but their offense struggled. Coach Joe Mazzulla praised the Celtics' defensive execution. Boston's strong three-point shooting and balanced attack, including contributions from Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday, secured the win. Game 2 is set for Sunday at TD Garden. Didn't hear much from Kyrie Irving. Last night in local sports. The Padres on the road lost to the Diamondbacks 4-3. And tonight, they play Game 2 of the 4-game series. In top news, Joel Kamakani lived, a spam superfan, faced a TSA checkpoint challenge after packing 15 pounds of spam in his carry-on. The TSA agent flagged his bag, requiring additional screening, but allowed it through after confirming the special flavors. Lived, who cherishes spam from his Hawaiian childhood, often carries it home. TSA permits unlimited solid food in carry-ons, prompting Lived to say, challenge accepted. His TikTok video about the incident went viral, showing his dedication to the canned meat. Spam's brand team later sent him additional varieties to complete his collection. In business news, Dave & Buster's is transforming its arcades into casinos through a partnership with Lucra Sports. Patrons will be able to place real money bets on arcade games via an app-based loyalty program. This move aims to integrate gambling into everyday activities, blending skill-based gaming with traditional betting. Despite potential regulatory hurdles, this strategy mirrors how DraftKings and FanDuel popularized sports betting. While it may attract customers, there are concerns it could harm the chain's family-friendly image, much like other casinos. This reflects a broader trend of entertainment industries integrating gambling to stay competitive. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $71,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,800. And Solana is $172. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals fascinating insights into animal intelligence and behavior. Crows can count, matching the numeracy skills of young children. Other studies highlight advanced behaviors in animals like rats, gorillas, dolphins, and elephants. Notably, finches have a pre-verbal stage similar to human babbling, and a wild orangutan used medicinal plants for a wound. Dogs show problem-solving skills comparable to human ADHD traits, and some birds and mammals display complex co-parenting behaviors. These findings enhance our understanding of animal cognition and its parallels to human behavior. And in entertainment news, the ongoing fallout from the actors' strike has left the box office struggling, with domestic theatrical revenue down 24% compared to last year and 42% behind 2019. With fewer tentpole releases, the movie industry faces an uncertain future. Major releases like Inside Out 2, Despicable Me 4, and Deadpool and Wolverine aim to revive the box office in 2024. However, the return to a full slate of blockbuster films is expected only in 2025, leaving the industry to navigate a fragile period of recovery. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the current head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis. He said, "Each of us has a vision of good and of evil. We have to encourage people to move towards what they think is good. Everyone has his own idea of good and evil. and must choose to follow the good and fight evil as he conceives them. That would be enough to make the world a better place. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.